You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I want to point out real quick the sign, the one sign that you know that spring is going to be here very soon. The little bunnies are going to be running around. The flowers are going to be sprouting because I drove by Home Depot yesterday and the pallets of mulch are out. Pallets upon pallets of mulch. And to me, it's like, oh, spring is almost here.
It's so funny that you bring that up today. In about 2 hours, a truck is pulling up to my house to dump off. I think it's 9 cubic yards or whatever of mulch.
I want to come over and lay in it and huff your, I want to huff your mulch. It's the best smell ever.
So the whole question is, you know, where are you going to dump that? So I was like, well.
Everywhere.
And then I've got to, after we get off the air today, I've got to run down to Lowe's or Home Depot or something and get a new wheelbarrow.
Oh!
Exciting, huh?
If I could mulch my living room if my wife would let me. That stuff smells so good. But anyway, spring is on its way. Mulch is out.
My wife seems to know all of the ins and outs of the colors and the texture and consistency of mulch. Whereas I'm like, I don't know.
You got your black, your brown, your red. You can go rubber mulch.
Yeah, all sorts of options. I don't know. She's the one who ordered it. She went and picked it out. It's being delivered. I mean, she's going to get the wheelbarrow. She's going to do all that.
It's just wood chips, Dom. It's
what I know. Jeremy, is that it prevents letters from the Homeowners Association. That's all I know.
Keeping your weeds down.
Yeah, just you could use a little more mulch around your tree.
And I love that you're parked in your living room looking out the window while your wife is shoveling mulch into a wheelbarrow and doing all the labor. And you're just sitting there picking your butt.
Hey, that is our
that's your agreement, right?
What do they call that? The division of labor. I do. She's the outdoorsy.
I call it rude. You are not a helpy Helperton at all, and I find that rude.
Hey, when she actually needs help, otherwise you have to understand she doesn't want me out there doing that.
You're just being a perv, watching there, glistening with sweat.
I do take pictures. I do take pictures.
All right, good luck.
Let's talk about a new argument that's sweeping the nation. First of all, you know, there's the what color is the dress? There's the toilet paper argument. There's the, I don't know, there's countless arguments.
Yeah.
Can you introduce us to this latest one, please?
Well, there is this one floating around this morning, and there's really not much buildup. I'll just kind of lay it out there. A big argument going online right now regarding your toaster. And the big argument is, do you leave your toaster out on the countertop or do you put it away?
Mm-hmm.
When you pull it out every time you need to make toast, you make it, and then you put it away. Or are you that person that just leaves it out on the countertop? So at any given moment, even you're in a toast pinch, you can run over and throw your oat nut in there and make yourself some toast. And I am a toast out on the counter person. How about you?
I'm weird in that it depends on if people are coming over.
Oh, then you tuck it away because God forbid somebody knows that you make toast at your house.
I know. I didn't say it's rational, but it's if somebody is coming over, I think it looks a little tacky to have a toaster sitting out there. So I do put it away.
Remember back in the day, my mom made people had this. My mom actually made one because she was a big sewer. She had a toast cover that you would, it was like a toast condom essentially.
Yes.
And you would slide it over the toaster and really dress it up. While I was sitting there on the countertop.
We never had one when I grew up, but one of my friends did, and I think I looked at it like a dog looks at a fan, you know, kind of turned my head. Like, what is the way, why do you have a condom for your toaster? What is that all about?
My mom, I remember, had multiple ones. She had to remake them because I would, you know, make toast and then throw the cover on too soon after you had made toast, and it would burn the inside of it, essentially.
Smoke is coming
up. Oh, my gosh. How tacky of a thing is that? And you know my stance on my toaster. I've talked about it on the show before because I ordered up a 4-slicer, and it's a bright chrome, beautiful 4-slice toaster. And my thing is you know you've really made it when you can afford the 4-slicer toaster. So I like to leave it out on the counter just to kind of show it off, and not to
maybe
be all braggy.
That's what it is.
Not to be all showy.
Maybe that's my problem. I don't have the Tesla of toasters.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
You know, I still have like the Prius of toasters. Or
Four slices at a time, Dom. Don't be jealous.
Maybe that's what I need in order to leave it out a little bit more often.
So I keep two appliances.
How much was that, by the way?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to make anyone feel bad, Dom.
Do you hit triple digits with a toaster like that?
I think it was close to $100. I mean, it's really, you can do bagels and toaster strudels. It's got different settings. I mean, I'm kind of a high roller. But there's two small appliances that I leave out on the counter. It's the toaster and the coffee maker, because those are in heavy rotation.
Yeah, you gotta leave that.
But everything else I tuck away, because I just don't like the clutter of like an air fryer sitting out, or the Foreman grill, or a crock pot, or anything like that. That kind of stuff needs to be put away.
So it's the great debate. We have people who already want to talk about it. Fine, that's why we're here. Shayla, good morning, welcome.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling your boys in the morning. What do you say about toasters?
Well, I don't necessarily care if it's out or away, but I recently have been keeping my toaster inside of like a Sterilite plastic container, and then I can just leave it on the counter and it catches all the crumbs, and then when I do want to tuck it away, the cabinet, and there are no toast crumbs anywhere.
So it's essentially like a little mini bin, right, that you're just setting it in?
Yep.
Doesn't it melt? Doesn't it get hot?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I thought that it would too, but it the outside of the toaster doesn't get hot, just the inside, because that's the toasty part.
It would be problematic if every time you made toast, it caught your kitchen on fire. So
that's
they've engineered that out of it.
The crumb collection and everything is brilliant, and being able to slide that in and put it in the cupboard or whatever right away. But that is so tacky looking, I would think, on your counter. A toaster sitting
so
in Tupperware.
I took it away a lot more often than I... Because really, I didn't want to move it because it would disturb all the crumbs.
The crumbs are an issue.
It's pretty foul when you dump that thing out and you see everything that's in here. But let me throw something else at you, Shayla. Have you ever stayed at one of those hotels where they do, you know, the free breakfast thing in the morning, and you walk in and they got the cereal set up and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Where I just stayed recently, instead of a regular toaster, they had one of those things that has the conveyor belt.
Oh, those are awesome, yeah.
So you put your bread on that, you know, and it goes through this little thing, and then it falls out the other side.
Imagine that sitting on your counter.
That's what I want, because let's face it, no toaster seems to do a good job. One side is cooked more than the other. One piece is cooked more than the other. But this thing seemed to be...
Those are industrial toasters, though. Man.
Yes, exactly.
It's a $1,000 toaster.
Well, it's like, you know, I bought that industrial waffle maker because of what they had at hotels.
So you got to really like toast to get a conveyor system. Shayla, do you got a... You got a two-slicer or a four-slicer?
I just have a two-slicer.
Lame. Peasant. Pshaw! I look down at you.
You know, Shayla, life is short, and it's too short to go through life with just a two-toast toaster.
Time for an upgrade.
I don't eat more than two slices of toast.
It doesn't matter. You still make four even if you eat two, just because you can. Send me a picture of your toaster in the Tupperware. I want to post it on our Facebook.
We'll put it on the FB. Right. Shayla, thanks for calling your boys. We appreciate you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.